you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
How weird was that briefing?
Really weird. It was almost an out-of-body experience for me. I was floating above myself, looking down, saying, you're sitting here briefing the incoming president of the United States about prostitutes in Moscow.
Yeah, there you go. You're going to get 2 hours of that Sunday night. Aren't you looking forward to it? George Stephanopoulos, the former press secretary for the Clinton administration, actually probably more qualified for that job than the one he currently has, which is news anchor for ABC News, which is laughable. That's what they're going to do. Prostitutes, Russia. This is going to be James Comey trying to vomit as much as he can all over the president. And at the end of the day, everyone that's seen the book so far, there's nothing new in there. There's nothing to see there, really. If you hate the president, you're going to love this because that's what James Comey does. He hates the president. So it's just going to come off. I don't know. We'll see. We'll be commenting on it on Monday for sure on Kevin McCullough Radio. Now, since we started this broadcast, we've made reference to the IG reports that have yet to be issued. And one of them now has been. The IG report surrounding Andrew McCabe, when we started the broadcast, had not been made public yet, but it now has. And this is also bad news for Comey, because for James Comey to now have the Inspector General of the Justice Department that was looking into the FBI to see how James Comey's FBI conducted itself in the midst of the Hillary Clinton email scandal, and has found that Comey's number two, Andrew McCabe, broke several rules, maybe the law, in doing any number of things. And there's a number of charges that he has been stated with in this Inspector General report, makes James Comey look all the worse. James Comey's a stupid man. He's dumber than dumb. And it's his hubris. It's his, I'm going to be able to go on any television show and say anything I want and just, you know, think that and put it in my book and get away with it. It's his thinking that because he walks taller than everybody else in most rooms, that he must be above the law himself. This is not going to end well for James Comey if he keeps it up. And now that his number two has been ID'd by the Inspector General as having committed a whole wholesale list of things that he shouldn't have in this new IG report that has been put out on Andrew McCabe, this is really going to be problematic for the credibility of James Comey, because what it says is that on his watch, when he was the guy and he was promising that everything was above board and always done the right way, which we now know wasn't, because he was taking personal notes and giving classified information to people that didn't have government clearances and all the rest of it. Here's one more bullet in the chamber for the critics of James Comey to say, hey, you were wildly out of control and highly partisan in how you executed your duties. And at the very least, you deserve to lose your job, but maybe you should go to jail. Just maybe James Comey should be in jail. We will know more come this time Monday. Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.